You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Back in 1990, the census found that 11% of San Francisco residents were African American. A decade later, that number had dropped to about 8%. And by 2010, the city's black population was just 6%. Next year, it's expected to be even lower. Native San Franciscan Jimmy Fales says the exodus sometimes makes him feel like the last black man in San Francisco.
I mean, it just definitely makes me feel like less people to relate to. I mean, there's no black middle class, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of gives, like, to people that are outsiders, you know, they only have one image of black folks. I just feel like the less there is, the more that they can stereotype us.
Fales and his friend, filmmaker Joe Talbot, captured that experience through a new film called The Last Black Man in San Francisco, and it was a hit at the Sundance Film Festival. It's a fictional version of Fales' life. He meets wacky city characters, he brushes off racist encounters, and he tries to make his corner of San Francisco feel like home. While the film was in production, KALW's Christina Loring met up with Joe and Jimmy to talk about their work and about life in the city.
Jimmy Fales doesn't fit neatly into one box. He's a black San Francisco native. His skateboard is like an extension of his body. His acting inspiration is Marlon Brando. And like Brando, he's the star of his own show.
My whole family grew up in that house, you know?
My uncles, my aunts,
my cousins,
everybody.
In the trailer for his new film, called The Last Black Man in San Francisco, Fales skateboards around San Francisco's hilly streets as he tells us his family's story. He's on a quest to buy back the house his grandfather built in the Western Addition in the 1940s.
When I was six, we lost the house. Crack trumped the mortgage that month.
We see Fales' silhouette atop what looks to be Bernal Heights against the backdrop of the Bayview Hunters Point piers, where many black men of his grandfather's generation came to work.
My grandpa came west when there wasn't left down south. Sometimes I feel like it ain't nothing left for me here. But where am I supposed to go?
The story of loss he's telling would be familiar to many black families in San Francisco. But in the film, Fales' real-life narrative veers into fiction as he plots to buy back the home with his quirky, esoteric black best friend, Prentice. The scheming is fiction, but the best friend part is true. Except in Fales' real life, the partner in crime is a short, scrappy, white filmmaker, his childhood best friend, Joe Talbot.
And this dude right here will argue that Five Guys is better than In-N-Out, but let me tell you, there's no argument.
Talbot also grew up here, and the two of them argue like San Francisco natives.
This is what we say, natives.
See,
this is a dumb native.
No, I'm just telling you right now.
It's an East Coast
chain. No, I'm going to tell you right now. There's no argument.
I meet them in Presidio Park, where they grew up. They first met not far from where we're sitting. Talbot had just gotten in a fight with a larger kid from the Army Street Projects where Fales lived, and had won. The neighborhood kids were upset, but Fales stuck up for Talbot. And then they started to hang out.
I just like kind of kept seeing him around, and we just started hanging out. He always had the camera out, so I was always trying to be around that. You know, he was always making music, hella creative.
It wasn't long before the two friends started making movies together. 10 years later, they seem like an iconic duo.
We us. That's what we is. That's what I'm going to say. We Joe and Jimmy. Yeah. Soon to be, you know, people hopefully one day. We're like Joe and Jimmy.
Even if you didn't know them, they'd stand out. Fales is tall, 6 feet or so. He's wearing his signature knit hat and cool demeanor. Talbot, he's 5'4" and wearing an oversized tweed jacket and an SF Giants hat. They have the same teetering walk. They finish each other's sentences and egg each other on to tell stories.
You should tell your sprinkler story.
My sprinkler story?
Damn.
Can we save that for later? That's a good one. This is just a funny little... All right, I'll tell him a sprinkler story. He got me.
This is Talbot in his typical role of setting Fales up as a storyteller. And for Fales, this is a typical story.
I was walking back home one night, right? And nice little, you know, hipster dude or whatever was walking, and I was walking behind him, and he was like, you know, I could see him looking back like he was uncomfortable because I was walking behind him. It's late at night. I understand, you know what I'm saying? I'm big and black, you know what I mean? I'm walking behind him.
He's walking in this exact neighborhood where he's lived for most of his life. The hipster dude crosses the park away from him, and then the sprinklers in Presidio Park turn on.
And he walked through the sprinklers, like, you know what I mean? And I'm from across the street, like, looking at, he's, like, looking at me the whole time while he's, like, getting drenched in the sprinklers. And I'm, like, looking at him just like, okay, like, like, all right. And then we get to the end. So we get to the end of the park, and I'm, like, and he's just drenched, like, I already know because he just walked through the sprinklers. And I'm, like, yo, like, I'm just walking home. Like, I try to yell that to him, and he started running. And I was like, wow.
And I feel like in the film, there are a lot of moments like that that sort of come from those real life stories of what Jimmy's gone through or friends of ours have gone through.
Vail says he wants the film to get at the broader emotional truth of being an outcast, to be universally relatable to people across the country who are being displaced and seeing their cities change. In San Francisco, that's happening fast.
He's trying to capture the soul of it, though, before they take it away.
They promise the film will have that soul. Talbot and Fales often pull their own unique characters off of San Francisco streets, asking strangers to become actors in their films and celebrating their eccentricity. Sounds good, right? But when I pry for some more details on specifics, the two are tight-lipped about the scenes.
There's one I want to say, but I don't want to say, and then...
The film is still in pre-production, so we'll have to wait to watch those scenes. But while you wait for its release, you might recognize Joe Talbot and Jimmy Fails about town. Fails in particular is becoming a celebrity.
The other day, like, some dude went by, and sometimes I forget, so, like, some dude was rolling by, and he was like, "Black man!" And I was just like, so is you saying black? Last black man. That's what he was probably talking. Because I was just like, why would he just yell black? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm black and a man. Okay.
If you see him, maybe just start with hello. For Cross Currents, I'm Christina Loring.
Joe Talbot won the directing award at Sundance earlier this month for The Last Black Man in San Francisco. The film also won a special jury award for creative collaboration. Find more information about the movie at klw.org.